Welcome to Shomar Shavah and Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Mem Zayin. And with base, the Gemara brings two stories with Rav Nosson, who went to two different places and came a woman in front of him and told him that she had two children, that she did a bismillah and they died. So Rav Nosson told him what to do in each case. One, he saw the baby was green. One, he saw the baby was red. Told him to wait. And then the bismillah worked out and they called these babies Nosson on the name of Rav Nosson. So comes out from this Gemara that they called the baby in the name of someone who's alive. Rav Nosson was alive. And they called the babies on his name. Now the Sefer Chassidim in Ois Tav Samech, he brings the Jews are called they don't call the name of a baby on someone who on a father. You don't name after someone who is alive only after someone passed away. The Chidor brings there this different minogim. But one thing is clear. One should not call his son on the name of himself. The name of the person himself. He can maybe call after his father, who was alive, according to some minogim, but not after himself, if he is alive. And we find different minogim in that. And the Sefer Evan Sapir, which is it's basically a journal of someone named Yaakov Sapir, who traveled around the world, and he wrote down what he saw. So he came to Tayman, and he met their people. And there he says that he met somebody who had three wives, but he had only one child, and he named the child after himself. The name of the person was Yosef, and he called his child Yosef, and he adds over there, Zois minhogim lizgulo. That's a zgulo that they had over there in Teman. Mishaloi kaimu bono v'chol etzlan, yikru libnoi b'chayav kishmoi, v'schora dover kinitzach. Remember this thing, that's what they did. They called the name of their sons after the father who was alive in order to give a schos to have many children. And the Sefer Zoicher Bris, which is a Sefer which was written in Hilchos Milo about 100 years ago, he brings a raya from our Gemara that they called the baby Nosson in the name of Rav Nosson because he was a famous person. He says, that's not the meaning in our place. In our place, we just give a name of somebody who's passed away. And he brings the Noam Elimelech, who says that when a tzaddik passes away and the baby gets the name of the tzaddik, so the aura of the tzaddik, which is Olam HaSel Yoyim, comes back to the world through this baby. That's the Indian dafka after the tzaddik passes away. Ayin the Sefer of Akasto, the Anyo Chalakalav Simon Kuvman Base, also discusses it, and he brings a riot from our Gemara that you do call the name of someone who's alive. And the Sefer Mishneh Halachos, Chalak Vav, Simon Reish Vav, he concludes and he says, it depends. If it's a very, very big tzaddik, like Rav Nosson in the Gemara, then you could call someone after his name. But Bistam, we don't call after someone who's alive because maybe he's not a tzaddik gomer. So someone who's alive is not a big tzaddik, it's better not to call after him. But if you have someone who's a mamish, a tzaddik gomer, you can call a baby after his name, even if he's alive. So interesting discussion in the Minhagim of calling a baby after the name of someone who's still alive. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shehurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.